Rapper Post Malone, born in Syracuse, New York, real name Richard Austin Post. He was on a career high after winning Record of the Year at the Video Music Awards last night, and he was stuck at high altitude for hours today trying to fly to London. A problem on takeoff from Teterboro, a safe landing 5 hours later.
That was close, Post. You could have died.
That's crazy, man.
Post Malone's Rolls Royce and another car were pretty badly damaged in a crash this morning. Take a look. It happened just before 3 o'clock near Doheny and Santa Monica. There's the damage there. You can see the driver door completely smashed in.
Death comes to us all.
You shouldn't go out there. It's too dangerous.
I have to agree, Post. A lot of close calls this week. I'd hate for this to be your final destination.
Yo, I gotta get out there. That was my fans.
Me and my homies pull up on your block and they make a drop, ta 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 pa 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 pa. I've been in the hills sucking superstars feeling like a pop star. Drinking at...
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's spooky month.
Well, Travis, the world just keeps getting crazier, and here we are to talk about it.
We're still standing.
We're still standing, guys. It's Tuesday night. We're live. Strangelabel.com. I'm Mike. My pal Travis. We're gonna chit chat for a while. You know,
let's have a talk.
If you'd like to join in the conversation, 636-487-HAND, 636-487-4263. Guys, so much to talk about, Travis. I'm real ornery this week. You know, I'm real, real ornery. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a real change of pace for you.
Is it? Is it? Travis?
Certainly is.
There was a last week I got my wisdom teeth removed. They took my wisdom teeth. They put me to sleep, and when I woke up, I didn't have a lot of pain. I was all numbed up with their numbing stuffs. As the days went on, it got worse and worse. By Thursday through Saturday, I would consider those days to be the worst days of my life, Travis. I did not enjoy
your life.
Oh, Travis, they were horrible, horrible days, horrible days. And I went back yesterday, and the guy said, "Oh, you should have called us." I said, "I did. I called you Friday," and he said it was normal and I shouldn't worry about it. And so I. They jammed some papers that had like some kind of clove oil shit on them in my holes, and they told me to come back today. Went back today. They took the clove oil thing out. See, but Travis, the real problem that I'm having is that I don't taste anymore. I don't taste like sweet things to me. Taste like nothing. I ate a cookie, Travis. It tasted like nothing. I drink a Sprite. A Sprite tasted like water, Travis. I don't taste. My taste is gone. And I talked to two different dentists. There was a different dentist today that was here yesterday. And both dentists seemed to think, oh, that's weird. They just say it's weird. But they don't tell me.
It is weird. There's, you don't have taste buds in your teeth, man.
Travis, I'm just telling you what I'm running into here. I don't taste. I taste nothing. I got some wild cherry Luden's cough drops to test it, and they taste like nothing. And see, Travis, what I believe is that they accidentally removed my sweet tooth. Oh, fuck, that's funny. No, but seriously, Travis, I don't taste. I taste nothing.
That's a long setup for that punchline.
It's not a bit, Travis. It was a funny joke within
that's a good
bit.
How long did it take you to write that one?
Travis, it's not a bit.
You didn't like share that with me that you're going to do it. That must have been for the element of surprise.
When I go in there, they take this plastic syringe and they squirt a mixture of both water and mouthwash into my holes. And they squirt my holes to get all the stuff out of my holes. But they told me I don't need to come in anymore. They just gave me my own thing to squirt my holes.
They told you didn't have to come in anymore. What they really meant was don't come in anymore.
Right. Liquids, although both of them run along the tongue side of the lower jaw and each side along the third molar, injury to this nerve is rare but possible.
Did you go to like the free clinic to have this done or something?
No, Travis, I gave them $800 to have the worst week of my life.
Cash money?
Travis, I could think of so many better ways to spend $800. I could have a Roomba. I could have two Roombas.
I feel
but
like
instead
no matter,
I just have less teeth.
We're in the thralls of Spooky Month. I feel like pretty much you're cursed, and no matter what you would have spent $800 on, it would have went wrong. Like, so you spend $800 and like you ended up in, you've seen those movies where like somebody gets eye surgery and then all of a sudden it happened to be like the eyes of a serial killer, or somebody gets, you know, like you had like a demonic surgery and now something terribly wrong has happened and it's probably going to escalate throughout this month until finally on Halloween we get to the pinnacle.
Oh, God damn it. I just realized there's coming up on Halloween. That's mm-hmm. the sweets holiday.
Yep.
And I can't taste nothing sweet.
Yep. And then this is where we're going to discover that the only thing that you can taste that's sweet to you anymore is the taste of human blood.
Yeah. I you know, this would be like a good supervillain origin story.
Where you only fight dentists?
Yeah. Like a man loses his ability to taste. And it drives him mad. There's my wife's mom brought us over a delicious loaf of pumpkin bread. It tastes like nothing to me, Travis. I know that it's delicious because she's made it before. But I taste it and it's bland. It tastes like nothing. And I'm so mad because I know it's so sweet.
Maybe you just got to be one of those people who like carries around their own like personal sugar packets or like their own personal bottle of like syrup where you like in order to taste sweetness, you have to pour that extra stuff on it.
Michelle in the chat room thinks that it's a good thing and that I can just eat good, healthy things that taste shitty and it won't even matter. I've thought about that. I've put a lot in these days that I have not had taste. I have thought about that, Michelle, how it could change my lifestyle. And like, you know, there is something to it because today I was near a Freddy's and I considered going to get Freddy's for lunch. And I thought to myself, what's even the point? And you know what I did? When I was at Walmart, I just got a little deli sandwich and I ate that, which is probably also bad.
Yeah, that's not any better.
But it's a healthier choice, Travis. I'm living my new life.
Well, see, a life without taste. This is how I think this is a good thing. You possibly have a lawsuit on your hands.
What's so weird, Travis, is that they discard my concerns and just move on. And I'm too polite.
That's weird.
I'm too polite to like press the issue. And so I say, hey, you fuckers, I don't taste. And they just say, oh, we've never heard of that. So we're giving you this syringe. And they go, well, I didn't know you'd never heard of it. I'm special. Don't you know I have a podcast?
Don't come back, please.
Yeah, they said, you don't come in anymore. It's fine. Here's your syringe. Take that home. We don't just give this to everybody, but you're special. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe it was just temporary, Travis. Maybe it's a temporary side effect.
Or maybe it just rewired your brain completely. Like you need those teeth were the source of your power.
See, but some things it tastes just fine. But other that, you know, like a swoosh mouthwash around in my mouth, Travis, tastes like
you can taste that.
Nothing. Tastes like nothing. My toothpaste tastes like nothing.
No mint, huh? You don't get the mint flavor. Nothing sweet.
I have no joy left, Travis. It's all just darkness.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Travis, did you see the gal who stopped the guy going into the apartment?
No, I stopped watching all of that. I don't subscribe to any of these things anymore.
Travis, on the social medias, it was all over the place. It happened in St. Louis, and so maybe it was bigger around here.
Oh, that's a local story. I mean, I saw it. It popped up, but anytime I see any of those things anymore, I scroll faster because I just don't. I don't need it.
Travis, I see these things, and like I watch them, and I think about them, and I give the person the benefit of the doubt, and I feel like I'm taking goddamn crazy pills, Travis, because you read all the comments. And you read all the news, and like when I watch this woman, I have no idea how someone can't think the same way that I think about it. Like I have no idea.
Okay, so I'm familiar with the scenario, right? So it was
I pulled a clip of it,
tried to get in, and she called the cops, right?
But I'm gonna set it up for you, Travis. Have you stayed in hotels, right?
Of course.
And what they give you is they give you like a key card and. To like get in and out of certain doors and things, you use the key card to get in and out. Like if you were staying in a Days Inn and there was an exit in the back by your room that you went out, like if you wanted to come back in that exit, you just use your key card and you can get in.
Unless you are staying in a busted ass hotel where they have a note on the door that says, hey, sorry for the inconvenience, but the key card reader doesn't work, so
but you're familiar with the concept.
Yeah, I get the concept.
Have you ever done that and you scanned your card to go in and then like some guy lingering around by the door also comes in? And you kind of like, oh, fuck, did I just let in some vagrant? Did I fuck up?
And yeah, it's somebody smoking cigarettes, right?
Yeah, like you feel like, oh shit, I fucked it up for everyone. I've breached our security protocol, and it was my fault. I let in the vagrant that they're trying to keep out. That's happened, right? Or
no? I'm fine with it because I figure they put locks on the inside of the door as well as those the ancillary locks, so people.
But again, you're familiar with the concept.
Please move, ma'am.
I can. Okay. Do you live here?
I'll be honest with that question. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. The keypad is right there.
Okay. I understand that, ma'am.
But you can film me. That's okay. Fine.
I understand, ma'am, but you're blocking me.
Into my building.
Okay. Now, see, what irritates the shit out of me, Travis, is like, I don't want to defend this woman because this woman is wrong.
Well, right. And was this this wasn't a hotel, right?
No, this is an apartment complex.
Right.
She's taking her dog out to take a shit.
Sure.
And when she opens the door, some guy is lingering around outside, tries to come in. She's like, wait, wait, wait. Like, we have key fob thing. Show me your key fob. Just like, you know, hey, don't just come in when I open the door.
Right. We don't have a doorman. The whole purpose is we have key cards.
Is she an asshole? Yes.
Of course she is. She didn't know the guy. Live in the building.
And okay. It's my building as well, so I need you to get out of my way.
Okay, what unit?
I don't need to tell you that information. So excuse me, ma'am.
Just tell her the information. Again, is she an asshole? Yes.
Right.
She's wrong.
It's baiting. This is what's happening now. Yeah,
and he's already got his phone out filming her.
She's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, he's already got his phone out filming her. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to get so many clicks on this.
Yep, it's baiting is exactly what it is. It's like, let's see what I can get. Let's see what I can get her to say so I can throw it up on Twitter and get a bunch of retweets. It's going to be amazing.
So she persists for an obnoxious amount of time. And finally, he just pushes by her. He's like, I have a right to be here. Get the fuck away from me. Pushes by her.
Also fine.
She follows him onto the elevator. Gets in an elevator alone with him. So, I mean, like...
Oh, the guy she was super scared of that he shouldn't be in the building?
Yeah, gets in an elevator alone with him. They both kind of just go in the elevator in silence. She follows him to his apartment.
Was he filming her the whole time?
He filmed her the whole time. Then he uses his key to go into his apartment. So she says, okay, he has a key to his apartment. Then she calls the police.
After she sees him walk into an apartment that he opens with keys?
Right.
Then she calls the cops.
Yeah, after all of that.
Yeah, she's awful.
Yeah, she sucks.
Yeah, she's awful.
But what you do, if you want to post the video. Say, this woman sucks.
Yeah,
she did a shitty thing. I had to deal with this. Doesn't that suck? But Travis, you know what we have to do now? We have to find where this woman works.
Oh, of course, because this automatically means she's an awful person who doesn't deserve to be employed.
Right, because obviously she's racist, right? Because she's white and the other person is black. And so it's a race issue for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And like we have to go get her. We find out where she works. We contact the work. The work fires the woman from her job. The base salary of her. She was actually an apartment manager, but not at the apartments that she lived in. The base salary for that position starts at $32,000 a year. We got her fired from her entry-level job, Travis. We did it.
Oh, hey, let's rise up the middle class, except let's get all these middle-class people shit-canned from their job where they're probably barely making ends meet. That's the way to go. You know, and that's the thing now. We've created this culture where there's no other alternative for the employer but to just be like, I don't want to deal with this.
Right. Yeah.
And like fire them. And then after the fact, just like I know the producers of like the Conners starts back up tonight with sans Roseanne. And there was interviews with some of the producers and things where they said we may have reacted hastily and in the moment.
Did you hear how they killed her, Travis?
No, don't spoil it.
Oh, I won't.
She had her knees. She had didn't hit her knee had knee problems. She had killed her in surgery, right?
No, Travis. She had an opioid addiction. She OD'd.
Oh, she OD'd. Yeah, they touched on her opioid addiction last season.
You know that show? She created that show and based all of the characters on her own family.
Right. And they, you know, the funny thing about it is, too, I saw a couple of snippets of the red carpet for the Conners or whatever. And like every one of the people who were on
that
cast. Oh,
my God, they did a red carpet?
Well, it was like a variety, like a Hollywood Report. It was like a red carpet premiere kind of thing. And they had all the people dressed up. And it was like everybody's pretty much said the same thing where they're like, yeah, we quietly disagree with her politics in private because it's not.
But
it
like,
doesn't. Matter.
It's like this weird liberal utopia where we can still live in our racist grandma's house and just like write her off and like, you know, we'll just keep playing the characters that she created.
We have to contact the government and make sure grandma no longer gets her social security because she said something that might be construed as racist. And
wouldn't
not
it
political.
Be great if we could just keep this party going without Grandma here? We'll just pretend like she never existed and carry on.
You know, and we've had this conversation plenty of times where nobody recognizes. I think I gave you kind of the rundown of what was happening with that Comicsgate bullshit again, where the anti-Comicsgate people are so over the top now that if anybody leans conservative, they like to go after their crowdfunding campaigns. There's like a veteran writer, Chuck Dixon, who's been in the comics game for decades and decades and decades and is regarded as an amazing writer. Well, he teamed up with this, you know, probably Comicsgate-y guy because they were paying him. And that Comicsgate-y guy was crowdfunding a comic book. Well, all of these anti-Comicsgaters contacted Indiegogo and said, hey, this guy is like a mega racist and misogynist. You don't want to be hosting a campaign for them. So Indiegogo booted him, right? And it was like, we got to silence all voices. Because what is Indiegogo going to do? If they don't do it, then these hundreds of thousands of people on Twitter and social media are going to make the biggest deal about it. And they're going to shut down Indiegogo because they had these guys on there they didn't agree with, right? So in the same breath, the very next day, I believe it was the very next day, within the span of 24 hours, a very liberal, outspoken writer who was working on Star Wars books for Marvel, who has been known to shout many profanities at, you know, everybody's an alt-right. Nobody's a conservative anymore. Everybody's a Nazi.
All right.
So would shout profanities at these people. And granted, sometimes they did deserve it. I'm not saying that they wouldn't. You know, he'd block them. But he was very outspoken and pretty much was posting politics and you know, anti-Comicsgate and all that stuff, you know, 24/7, which I also agree with that right to do so. Well, Marvel decided they didn't want anything to do with that kind of shit on social media. They weren't going to deal with it. So they fired him. So the same people that got that Indiegogo campaign kicked off because it was a conservative voice were losing their goddamn minds because this liberal writer got kicked off a Marvel book who's owned by Disney.
Like same people.
The same people freaked the fuck out.
Couldn't and this, they can't see their own hypocrisy. They can't see it.
Neither side can, right? Because so the same people who were cheering that this Chuck Wendig got fired from Star Wars were the same ones a day earlier that were bitching about Chuck Dixon's Indiegogo campaign getting boxed off. And the liberal side was cheering the Chuck Dixon thing, but was freaking out about the Chuck Wendig thing. And nobody, it was a span of 24 hours, and nobody saw the similarities or how we've come to a point that we have to stop. It's the same company. It was started with Roseanne. They painted Disney in the corner. They fired Roseanne. They set a precedent that continued with James Gunn and now is followed through with this Chuck Wendig who is writing Star Wars books.
But it sucks, Travis, because like you find yourself in a situation where you're defending people that
I don't like.
You don't like.
I don't like them. I don't like these Comicsgate fucks.
Like I listened to Roseanne on Joe Rogan and
right.
The whole time I'm listening to it, she's trying to defend what she said about that lady and saying, oh, I was talking about the Iran deal. I didn't even know the lady was black. And I was like, I don't believe you, Roseanne. I think you're full of shit, Roseanne.
Right.
But
right.
At the same time, I'm like, it's bullshit. They took her show away from her.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I said, this Comicsgate thing, like there are a lot of awful people that are backing this like thing, but then there are a lot of people who really just feel like they're, you know, they're being marginalized by comic books, which I don't agree with because there are so many comic books out there right now.
But when you have these, it's crazy. It's crazy to me because like, I guess I kind of get it in a way, like, because the way I think about it is like, I don't understand how anyone couldn't think about it the way that me and you are thinking about it. But right. I guess that's how they are too.
Right.
They can't understand how other people would think about a thing.
Right. But I feel like we're the more level-headed ones because both sides seem so foolish, right? Like, I'm not cheering for a team. I see both sides of these issues and I'm like, man, you're acting like assholes, all of you. There's no middle ground with these people. It's like, it's fight, and let me find another thing I can fight about. You know, it's just, why?
Why couldn't some of them lose their taste? Why does it have to be me? Like, what? Like, I'm one of the good ones, Travis. I don't deserve this. I should be able to taste the sweet, sweet pumpkin bread.
We should start a crowdfunding campaign to have all of the wisdom teeth out of these people extracted. Let us get together and then we'll put a list together of people who we feel should have their wisdom teeth taken out.
I saw a headline of some Proud Boys. I don't really understand. Is a Proud Boy a racist guy? What is a Proud Boy?
I don't have any idea. Do you remember?
I'm sure they're right wing people of some sort. Is it like Proud Boys beat up Antifa members? Like, it was like implied that like these guys just jumped these Antifa guys who were just minding their own business.
And is that what they were doing?
I click on the video and like the Antifa guys like threw a bunch of beer bottles at these guys. And then they got in a fight and the Proud Boy guys just won the fight. And I'm like, well, I mean, that wasn't like an attack. That was like two sets of guys that like decided they wanted to fight each other. And then right. just like one that was, side of the fight just won.
That was like the greasers fighting the Socs.
Right. I mean, you don't say the greasers like attacked the Socs. I mean, they like... They were rival gangs that decided that they needed to solve their problems with the fist, Travis.
Right, exactly.
I mean, they lost. All parties involved were at fault. Just one came out victorious.
So why are we singling out one side saying they're the assholes? It's like, no, man.
Jersey Boys reference, Travis? What is that? Is that
no, that's the Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
Yeah, the SC Stay Golden Pony Boy.
Which one's the Outsiders? Is it that's not the one with the vampires?
No. That's Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, yeah.
Well, yeah, Outsiders is the one where it's I don't know, is it the '50s? They made a movie about it with Patrick Swayze and Ralph Macchio.
My God, Patrick Swayze's in it.
Oh, fuck
love
yeah, man.
Patrick Swayze. Which one's the one with Warriors come out and play? Which one's that?
That's straight up the Warriors.
So that's not the Outsiders either.
No.
The Warriors. See, if you would have used the Warriors, I would have got that reference.
You would have?
Yeah.
You didn't even know what it was called.
The Warriors. No, I'm not familiar with the Outsiders. So there's gangs.
I can't believe you weren't forced to read the Outsiders in school. S.E. Hinton, she wrote like a shit ton of books, and they like say, "Hey, you got to read this book," and then I guess for a reward, you get to watch the movie at the end of the.
Guess I'll have plenty of time to read now that I won't be spending that time eating sweet, delicious foods.
Now I feel like you're definitely going to become like a supervillain. You're not going to be eating anymore. You're just going to be growing your brain. So you're going to be like the leader from the Hulk.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just going to get real smart. And the smarter I get, the angrier I'll get.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll realize what a toilet we live in, Travis. A toilet with no joy, only hatred, and dull foods.
But hey, at least Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande broke up.
Good. I'm glad that he will no longer experience joy. And every time he looks at his ill-advised tattoos, he will see nothing but pain. Just like I will every time I pass a soda machine. Travis. Every time I pass a candy aisle. Every time I see a mint on a desk, it'll just make me think, I didn't really need to get these wisdom teeth out. It was a mistake. And now I just got these holes that I gotta squirt with my little plastic syringe. You'll all be sorry for what you did to me. We're gonna go to break, I guess.
I'm falling.
Hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
Live. Internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
I hate that Jody is going to win, but I'm pretty sure Jody is going to win. Venom exceeded all expectations of badness with a 35% Metacritic. For reference, Justice League got a 45, and Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern movie got a 39. So it broke records in terms of box office, but if you're multiplying that by diddly squat, you end up with diddly squat. 50 for that one. Meanwhile, A Star Is Born racked up 84 points, making $50 million less dollars, because nothing is fair, and Lady Gaga's road to acting is paved in candy canes and gumdrops. Oh yeah, and like 10 people went and saw the Ryan Gosling Moon movie this weekend. 84% Metacritic, but again, 84% of diddly squat is diddly goddamn squat. More to talk about next week.
Once again, it's time for the Hollywood Beat with your host, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Ken Jeong about his new film, Goosebumps 2, in theaters now.
Are you disappointed you didn't get to show your dick in this film?
I kept thinking about my kids while making this film because in my head, I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for fulfillment as an actor, but I'm also doing it for my family because, as I get older, it's great to watch films with your family and knowing that, oh, my dad's in that movie, or, it's almost like a library of my own life, and my own family life. So for me, I really wanted to do, just something that's just really fun for the family that we can enjoy and see over and over. You want to do a good piece of work where you can see it multiple times. And then you want to do it, and if you're lucky, you want to do it as part of a pre-existing franchise like Goosebumps. So to me, it was kind of a no-brainer to do this on a lot of levels.
Simple and free, a feeling fun. Just you and me and the happy sun.
WFOD.
The phone is ringing.
And now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Holt.
Spirit Halloween, this is Michael.
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me. I didn't want to come down there unless you had a specific costume. Do you guys carry sexy lion costumes?
What is it?
Sexy lion.
Sassy lion?
Sexy lion.
Oh, sexy lion.
Yes. Sorry about that. The connection might be bad on my cell phone.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I have not seen a sexy lion. No, I'm sorry.
No sexy lions? Okay, thanks a lot. Do you have other locations around?
We do. They're all spelled out online at spirithalloween.com.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate your help.
Bye-bye.
What happened? Super
Talk Barbie. She'll talk you into the most fun ever.
Yes, I am trash, and I'm embracing it.
Yeah!
Bring on the donkeys.
Super Talk Barbie has so many fun ideas.
Super Talk Barbie doll says 100,000 things. Friend dolls and car not included.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Yes, but you have coffee.
we have coffee. How do you take it?
Black, like my soul.
He likes his coffee black like his soul. He drinks his scorching hot like a fucking psycho. He likes coffee a lot and he likes his coffee.
Guys, welcome back. Phone numbers to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. It's just me and my buddy Travis here. We're hanging out, doing the show that we do every Tuesday.
For the past few years, in honor of Spooky Month, to celebrate Samhain, I've taken our listeners to the edge of the other world. Scouring through hundreds of hours of interviews and reading countless documents, I've broken down many of the world's most haunted places. Guiding our listeners on a tour of darkness so they don't have to subject themselves to the physical and psychological horrors that have terrified people for centuries. But this year I ask, what if the other world inhabited not a place, but a person? This year, I will bring our dear listeners on a tour of minds damaged by unknown entities and unexplained phenomena. I've studied countless reports, reviewed a multitude of video footage, and read through numerous case studies to report on some of the most terrifying cases of possession known to man. I'll feature one of these spooky scenarios each week, and together we'll figure out what happens when pure evil inhabits man. We'll take the listeners inside each of these devilish possessions so they may understand how the human mind can be corrupted to the point of madness. These accounts of pure terror will chill you to the core. They'll break down your psyche, but hopefully they'll protect you from becoming another victim of evil. This week, I bring you... Michael Taylor.
What is Michael Taylor? Oh. What does Michael Taylor do? He was possessed, I guess. Michael Taylor.
Possessed.
By demons, Michael Taylor.
Or spirits.
Travis,
or poltergeists.
I have an update on the Six Flags coffin thing.
Do we have a date scheduled?
No, they already did it.
No.
There were six people. All six of them completed their 30-hour challenge.
And who won that season pass?
Everybody got a season pass, and they got to keep their coffin, and they all got $300.
So... I know we've talked about this before, but I'm curious. They all got to keep their coffin. Like, how long? Where are you storing this, right? So if you're a young person.
Like, where
and say
are
you don't,
putting it in your house?
Yeah, like, where are you? I mean, are you just keeping it in the garage? Do you use it as a cooler at Super Bowl parties? You fill it with ice and put beer in it until you need to use it for its intended purpose?
Right. The all six people were in the biz, Travis. They all...
Of course they were.
You want to hear what they all did?
Yes, please.
Keith Richter of Atoka, Tennessee, served on five different submarines, sometimes referred to as iron coffins. Matt Daly of Topeka, Kansas, is a Halloween enthusiast who has run a haunted house for 12 years and drives a 1989 Cadillac hearse. Mm-hmm. St. Louis University student Olivia Crabtree of Naperville, Illinois, is studying forensic science and aspires to be a medical examiner. Stacy Wagner of Thomas Burrow, Illinois, has been working in the funeral industry since the age of 16 and has been a licensed funeral director and embalmer for a decade.
See, this doesn't surprise me one bit, because the people who are actually going to let themselves be subjected to something like this do seem like they'd already be kind of twisted.
Do a bunch of goths get into that business, Tris? Is like the future of the embalming business all a bunch of goth broads, you think?
Yeah, like, I could probably see that. Did you guys, I don't know if you guys had this phase by you, but there was like a phase where before goths, they classified, they were like the vampire kids. You know what I mean? Like there was no goth label.
Was goths brought up in my generation? I guess there was 80s goths, weren't there? Like,
yeah,
like the Cure.
Is that goth, though? Didn't they have another name for themselves?
I don't know.
We just had, before goth was like, there was like a label for that kind of thing. Like there's, you know, they'd walk around in like their dusters with dyed black hair and black fingernail polish. But we always called them the vampires, and they kind of classifies themselves as vampire kids.
But they're all into that shit,
I would assume, right? What else are they going to do? You know, work in an office somewhere wearing their giant leather duster?
I don't know. All six of them did it, Travis. They were all fine. They got to use their phones. They did it at one. They started it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Apparently, they had a ceremony for them. And like, I guess people could walk by them and talk to them while they were sitting in their coffins.
Did they have like the night vision cameras in there, where you could see their faces the whole time?
Oh, like a Big Brother cam.
Yeah, like the Big Brother cam.
Could watch the dumbasses in a coffin to win $300 stream.
Yeah, or what was that? What's that show with the Saska broads?
Hellevator?
Oh. Yeah, Hellevator. Hellevator. They always had like the infrared cameras, so when they went into those certain creepy rooms, you could see what the hell was going on.
Speaking of cameras, they had a big scandal going on that the Houston Astros apparently were trying to get word to their people about stealing like signs that the pitcher send to the catcher send to the pitcher and stuff. There was like secret spies up in the press box with like super cameras, and they were getting word to people. And I can't believe that they. Doesn't everybody do that?
Is baseball like football or any of the other sports where play calling actually don't you just pitch the ball at a guy and hope he doesn't hit it? And then,
yeah,
like,
but the catcher, he gives like a number to the pitcher, like which pitch he thinks he should throw.
Yeah, but that's what he thinks, right? Like, that's not a science.
They got to be on the same page so that, like, when he throws it, the guy can catch it.
Yeah, so he can. Yeah, I suppose so. He can catch it.
Like,
I mean,
hey, I'm expecting this number one here, so you should throw that.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
And there was guys up there with little cameras peeking down at him, saying, "Ooh."
Oh, they're trying to decode the decode the signs.
Hey, batter guy, this guy's about to throw a number one, so you should hit it. Hit it real hard and good.
Would you need a guy in the press box, though? Couldn't you just have somebody watching TV do that?
Well, yeah, I assume there's TVs probably up there. Yeah, why wouldn't a guy just be, like, watching the game on the boob tube?
Right. You got, like, Fox Sports 1 or something up there, and you're like, hey, I think this guy's going to throw that that curveball.
Why don't all the guys just have radios in their helmets at this point anyway? Why don't they just get the manager to be able to talk to guys right there in the thing? And then, like, the fat managers in their baseball pants, like when they shouldn't be wearing baseball pants. They're like, they dress up like the players, but they don't need to.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
Just
they
wear normal people
them
clothes, guys.
They should allow them
fat
to
ass
like
Tommy Lasorda going out there with like wearing a baseball. Why'd they make that poor man do that?
Right.
Just put him in a nice suit, something that he can look okay in, and let him walk out there in style.
You allow him to dress like the NBA managers, right? So they can do pretty much do anything they want. Wear the suits. They can wear the track suits. But yeah, like so you, they have to reach out to these companies and say, you got to make this ridiculous uniform for this old fat manager of our baseball team.
Yeah, it's got to be form fitting, but can we help him out a little bit? The poor man, he's far beyond his playing days.
Right.
They just want him to be okay.
Allow him to have a little dignity, for Christ's sake.
For Christ's sake. He's got to wear a fucking baseball cap. Just let the man be comfortable with his stupid tall socks. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, the game would go so much faster if just everybody had a little radio that they could communicate with the managers with, and then they wouldn't have to come out there and talk to people and do all the dumb grabbing your elbow and pinching your nose shit to try to get.
Yeah, haven't we grown beyond that era of sports where you got to like do the fuck weird monkey dance and shit so somebody knows what you mean from the fucking sidelines?
Yeah, hi, my name is Joe. I got a wife and three kids. Work at a button factory. You just fucking tell the guy he's gonna steal.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, hey, man, I want you to steal here.
Hey, bunt this one, right?
Right. You don't need those men standing out at first base and third base to wave at people again in baseball outfits. They don't need to be wearing because they're old men. Give everybody a radio and let that man sit down. He's old.
Yeah, I mean, you either have to do what you do for NASCAR where everybody's radioed up and the entire team can talk to their player, or you have to do in NASCAR what you do with baseball where you have the crew members actually stand on the track and like, hey, you should get around that guy, you know? I mean, granted, you're taking the chance that maybe that guy gets smoked at 200 miles an hour, but you know, I could watch NASCAR then.
Yeah, yeah. And actually I think that they let you listen to the NASCAR guys talk to each other.
You tap right into that feed?
Can't you hear all the NASCAR feeds?
I think it's like football where you have like certain channels that are like, hey, this is the guy we had mic'd up this game, and you can hear him talk.
I wonder if they have to okay which things are okay. Like, what if he takes a leak and they get it on audio? Are they allowed to air that?
Probably. You probably sign a contract.
Say, hey, man. Or maybe like there's a button that he can push to turn it on and off. Like, what if he wants to say some mean shit? And he just like, hey man, I got to cover this up for a minute. Or he yells, hey, off the record. And then they have to like, cover their ears and count to 1-100.
Right. And he's got to time out his like racist tirade or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be too much pressure. I'd have my mind on that. I would opt out of that deal. But again, you know, the football managers, they just show up in like a jacket and.
Well, that's the thing. Some of them, they throw on the sweatshirt. Some of them have the jacket. Some of them have the team jacket. Those guys have so many options.
Right. They just get to wear normal apparel.
Yeah. Like I'd be pissed. One reason I wouldn't go into being the manager of a baseball team is I know nothing about baseball. But also, the wardrobe choice is very limiting. But like a football coach,
do you think they're required to wear that? Or is it just like tradition? It's the way it, like, could someone buck that trend and just show up in like a nice suit? Like, so could somebody be the guy to change it?
Like, he just shows up with like an I'm with stupid t-shirt.
Yeah, just like one day, a guy just shows up in a suit and said, I'll tell you what, guys, those pinstripe pants weren't failing them today. You know, I'm not playing in the game. I want to be comfortable.
Today I decided to wear my LA Chargers colored Zubaz.
What happened to Zubaz, Travis?
I don't know, but I'm sad they're gone.
I'll tell you what, the world was such a better place when Zubaz was around. I don't know if it was a coincidence. Maybe it wasn't, Travis. Back then, people weren't awful to one another. I feel like everybody was happy, and I could taste candy.
I feel it was a time of Zubaz and hypercolors, so I don't really think... I mean, Bo Jackson was still playing 2-3 sports.
God damn, Bo Jackson was awesome, wasn't he?
He was awesome. That iconic thing, he's got the baseball bat with the football pads on. Everybody, even if you didn't like the Raiders and shit, you like Bo Jackson, you know?
You know, Travis, I think every generation comes to a time when all they do is talk about how much better things were. But they really were, Travis.
They really were. That's why
we're not
bullshitting,
guys. It's getting progressively worse.
That's it. Like the I Love the 80s, I Love the 90s shows, right? They didn't do anything. They didn't do I Love the 60s, right? They didn't do Did they do I Love the aughts? I can't imagine.
We need to change the name of this show to I Love the Anytime Before Now. Travis, I loved 5 years ago way better than now.
I love 2008.
True, 2008 probably sucked. But compared to now, it was a goddamn utopia, Travis. Like, Laura watches these YouTube people, and they walk around in their big-ass houses, and they all have all kinds of crazy stuff in them, and they're like, how do these YouTube people afford these houses making YouTube videos? Hey, it's crazy to me, Travis. It makes no sense. I don't understand it. But that's the world, man.
That's the world we live in. When what is that guy I just said taking a screenshot of this the other day? I probably deleted it. It was like Peter Spector Eye stops dating Mushy Mushy or some shit like
Peter
that.
Peter Spector and Mushy Mushy broke up? That's
a shame. Right? It's like YouTube stars Peter Spector and Mushy Mushy break up, according to the sources. And that's like trending. Like 15,000 people tweeting about Peter Spector and Mushy Mushy breaking up. Those are YouTube people. And they're probably living in like 7,000 square foot homes. You know, they got like a service
like,
cleans for them.
Laura watches this guy. His name's like Shane Dawson. And he makes YouTube videos that get like 15 million views like in a day.
You know why he's popular? That dude, though, like without fail, puts out material literally every day.
He doesn't. No, he puts out shit like a couple times a month. Like sometimes he takes months off. He puts.
Oh, then he stopped then. Cause the last I heard he was literally putting shit out every single day.
But I mean, Travis, like we're talking about like what happened on Saturday Night Live this past week or like Roseanne might pull in 5 million, Travis. This fucking YouTube jerk off gets 5 million like in an hour.
Right. Like every single time.
Yeah, yeah. And like, we don't know anything about those people. I mean, like the Pauls, the Logan Pauls and the Jake Pauls and all those people and like their crews. Like they, like 20 something million views. They got crazy houses. They can afford whatever the fuck they want. And like, who are the people watching these things? Who is it? Is it children? Is it worldwide? Where are these people?
I'd like to think it has to be children, right?
Is it children?
Or tweens? It's got to be tweens. But I mean, and they probably developed it because these people have been around for a long time. So even if it's not tweens, the people who are watching these were tweens at one point when these people first came out.
But the only thing I see on YouTube is Seth Meyer. Every goddamn time I get on YouTube, it's like, hey, have you guys seen the latest Seth Meyer video? I'm tired of Seth Meyer on my goddamn YouTube all the time.
I didn't want to watch him that one time. Stop making me watch him every single time.
Let me know what the kids are watching. I want to be up. I want to be hip. I want to be cool. Maybe that's the way back, Travis. Maybe that's the way I heal.
That's why I feel like the was that Connor for Real in Popstar, where he was always uploading to YouTube and it was all like, oh man, just woke up and jerked off, guys. It was so good. Okay, peace out. You know, it was like 30 second YouTube clips uploaded all the time. So maybe that's the thing to do. Like, maybe if everybody constantly was uploading 30-second clips to YouTube, we'd all ignore everything else except ourselves, right?
And then we wouldn't be so focused on everybody else because we're just trying to figure out what our next video is going to be.
Right.
We're sponsored this week by Quip. They mail you a new toothbrush every week. You throw that old toothbrush away and you start a new toothbrush. The first week breaking in your new toothbrush, it's the only way to do it. After that week, fuck a toothbrush. You got to get rid of that and get a new toothbrush, right? It's disposable. That toothbrush, it sucks.
Just like everything else.
I don't like when you get a new toothbrush. They're too rough on your teeth. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get the right one. I mean, you could probably sign up for a specific density, you know?
Oh, like a mattress?
Yeah, just like Lisa Mattresses, this week's sponsor.
Lisa Mattress, yeah.
Like a mattress delivered right to your house. They come in a box the size of a mini fridge.
What they do is they put like a bag on you to walk around in for a couple of weeks, and they collect all your dead cells too small for you to see. And what they do is they collect those dead cells, and from it they can kind of tell what kind of mattress you'll like. Based on your skin and like its characteristics. They look at it under like a big microscope.
Well, and see if you don't like that, if you don't want somebody walking around collecting your dead skin cells, what Casper does is they send a surveillance team outside of your house. And when you go to sleep, they just watch you through the window all night long. And they can get a really good idea of, where you roll, how you sleep, what side you sleep on. And that's how they recommend the most perfect mattress.
Yeah, and they got like a whole bunch of expert sleepologists that do just the right amount of bounce and give you the perfect night's sleep. And you use promo code WFOD so I can get one of those really big houses like Jake Paul's house. It has a lot of bathrooms all I really want is a bathtub that has those little jetty things.
Oh yeah, like a whirlpool tub, right?
Yeah, I want a jetty thing bathtub.
And I just want to meet Poppy because I just want to see how that is. So, you buy enough mattresses, we'll get Mike that jetty bathtub, and I'll meet that weirdo Poppy.
Guys, if I get a jetty bathtub, I will make YouTube videos every day.
In the jetty bathtub.
Yes. Trev, do you have that
high-end bubble bath?
Pick of the week, something you want the people to know about, Travis?
Absolutely, and I'm very excited about this one. Travis's pick of the week this week is the newly released Netflix original series, The Haunting of Hill House, directed by a favorite of mine, Mike Flanagan, curated, developed. I know he directed the first episode. The Haunting of Hill House is an amazing show. I'm super excited about it.
I watched the first couple. I liked it. It's fun. That Flanagan can do no wrong with me, Travis.
Me neither.
I like Flanagan.
You could go back to Oculus. You got Hush. You got Gerald's Gate. All of it. I've been a fan, and this is no different.
The Hill House. Yeah, that's good. This is a good one.
What about you, Mike? You got a pick of the week this week?
Travis, I want to urge all of our listeners to enjoy as much candy and cake and sweets as they can and look at them all as the gift that they truly are, because one day could all be gone. You know what I'm saying? Could all be gone. Maybe left with nothing but the taste of your own disappointment. You know what I mean? Take these pills. I'm sick of sadness. Okay, against my a bland, colorless world, like that Tobey Maguire movie.
Oh. Nobody wants to live in Pleasantville.
It's not all that pleasant. Gotta toss a gallon of red paint on the wall of Pleasantville, Travis. You gotta say, I will not be stifled. I want to taste everything.
I will commit an adulterous affair with the soda shop guy who also paints on the side. Live your life.
And be good to each other, goddammit.
Please.
The key fob, it's not that goddamn important. But at the same time, bitch just want to see your key fob. Show it to her.
And then have a coffee. Maybe that would have been a love connection. You never know.
Be the bigger goddamn person. You know what I'm saying, Travis? Be the bigger goddamn person.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. We appreciate all of you. Take care. That's my mama?
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls on Ya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you, and goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.